Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Koh, your host. Thank you guys for tuning in. So I'm so excited. Today is the first day that I'm starting up with my new season of new work, and I hope you guys love it as much as I do. If you didn't check out the first podcast of the season where I explained what I'm up to just real fast, right? I believe we all have the answers that we are seeking within us. When you realize that everything you need is within you, everything in your life takes on an ease. I spent years and years and years in my head thinking about the right and the wrong and the pro and the con and the list and the analysis. And oh my God, it just makes you crazy. You can't get anywhere. You're stuck and you go in these loops. I've been teaching people and I learned for myself that your intuition, this deeper sense of self, that gut intuition is where everything is. However, while I really got to become a master at following my gut, listening to my intuition, I realized that there's more to it. It's not just listening to the intuition. It's recognizing that between what I'm looking for, where I'm going, what feels right. I know that I want to write this next body of work that is true for me. What is the lesson that I need to learn? What's in the way so that I can unlock the thing that I want and move this along quicker and have a better experience and feel joy and bring my gifts and myself out into the world at a whole new level. That's where I tapped into something called the Akashic Records. I've been super into it. It's been extraordinary for me. And these works, what I'm about to share with you, basically have come from this space. And I have learned the nature of different topics. So today we're going to start with what I got on the nature of love. And hopefully this inspires you the way it did me. Okay, so the nature of love, right? If you're anything like me, I kind of thought, okay, if I'm going to give my love to somebody, I am going to make sure that they deserve it, that it's treated well, that if I'm being loving, that the person appreciates it. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to take that love and exit with it. I'm careful about how much love I give out. Blah, 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 blah. There's an entire psychology around it where it feels like it's mine and I'm giving it to somebody, and the way that it's treated really matters to me. What I learned is that that is just entirely wrong. And until I'm gotten in right relationship to the idea of love, I just realized like so many things in my life were getting stuck there because I was getting stuck. So imagine you're sitting by the side of a river. Imagine it's springtime and you're watching these rivers move freely, right? You're watching a river move down the riverbanks in harmony. And you're thinking about this water and it's splashing from side to side and it's moving up and down the riverbanks. And you're sitting alone on the side of the river. And this river that you're looking at, the side of the riverbank that you're staring at, imagine somebody else is upstream or downstream, and they're staring at a little piece of a river just like you are. That riverbank, this ever-flowing water, right? Think of that flowing within you, okay? So the same river that's flowing is in your body. It's moving from side to side, from the base of your spine, up through your stomach, through your throat, and it's coming out of you in the form of, right? A loving conversation, a loving gesture, a smile, right? Love is moving through us. So the nature of love is that it is this endless amount of energy that is always moving through us and always wants to move through us, right? Anybody who's been around kids in the last decade, they're always in a state of giving love, of moving love through them. They don't hold it. They smile, they laugh, they hug you fully, right? They don't hold it. They don't think about it. So imagine that's within you. Every part of your body, every cell within you is filled with love. That this love within you isn't missing anywhere. It's flowing and splashing, and it's not just moving to the edges of you, but it's moving outside of you. And as it moves outside of you, right? It moves to the people around you. And if everybody is doing that, they're moving the energy of love through them and then outside of them, we are all then connecting in an interconnected fabric of love, right? So it's not about getting love from somebody or thinking about whether I'm going to give it to somebody. It's about moving the love up and through me out into the world and interconnecting with everybody else who's willing to allow the love within them to move out of them, right? And then we're all interconnected in this fabric of love, right? And so why don't we do that? Why don't we do that all the time? Well, the mind, it gets in the way. It's basically monitoring every situation to determine the value of love others deserve, right? And when you do that, you shut down the love within you. You stop, right? If you think about it as a river and you have this water, this energy moving through you, you stop it. You stop that energy from moving because your brain tells you don't, right? Who is deserving and what would they do with that? And we calculate every single step, but it's interfering with the natural flow, right? Like air moving through you. And this was the big moment for me again, where I just went, oh my God, never thought of it this way. But I don't stop oxygen from moving through me. I don't stop myself from breathing because I say to myself, oh wait, I don't want to exhale because so-and-so may inhale my exhale. And if they do, they don't really deserve the air that came through my body and back, right? It's absolutely ridiculous. And if I did, I would suffocate. So the same is true with love. What if when we stop that flow of love, we're the ones that suffer, right? We think, oh, I'm not going to give it to that other person. And that's actually being protective, but it's not. It's fear that's telling us to stop this natural instinct. And we slow down this energy that wants to move through us. And then we vibrationally get heavy and trapped and we end up in negative emotions and our souls stop stepping forward. We stop stepping forward in this vibration of love. And when we do that, we feel anxious, stressed, depressed, right? It's not natural for us. But the cool thing is, all you have to do is act in the gesture of love once, give somebody a flower, give a hug, say something nice, smile, and that energy moves back through you again, right? So it's not selfless to act in accordance with love. It's actually self-serving, just like breathing, right? So that was a total like, oh my God moment for me, and I hope it is for you. So imagine, right, this love is moving freely like oxygen and you're walking in and out of shops and you're going through your day and you're just in a state of vibration of moving love through. You smile at people, you say nice things, right? In and out of your day, everybody you walk around, you just give this endless amount of energy that you have within you, this energy of love to anybody, and you don't worry about it. Right? You don't wait. You don't say, I'm going to hold it. I'm not going to share it with you in fear that I'm not enough, in fear that the person won't return it or that I'll be let down, right? Because when you do that and you give yourself over to fear, that leaves you in this state of fear and you're the one that struggles. And a lot of people get stuck here, right? We don't release love because it's conditional. We say to ourselves, I won't do this until this or that happens. And we struggle, we get stuck. So what if love is just a state? It's an offering of the highest self at the highest level, right? It's when we ask back from love that we're disappointed. Just give your love, right? And love will come back because someone else is in the frequency of love and they desire to give it, right? But it's the desire to get the love back every time you give the love that creates the tension. So just give it. And when it's offered, receive it. Separate the gift of love from the offering of love. Give love as much as you can. It doesn't run dry, right? Receive love when it's offered and don't judge the love from somebody else, right? And if somebody struggles to give love, know that that's their relationship to love. It's not about you, right? They feel they can't do it because they struggle. It's not what whether or not you're a good enough person, it's their own relationship to it, right? So we're not giving my love or your love. We are just giving this essence, like air, we are giving love, right? So people struggle because they feel like they're offering their heart, they're going to get exposed, they're going to be hurt. But if you just think, right, we're offering love because we're here to love. And what somebody does with it is not my affair. We don't run out. If it's not held carefully, it doesn't change this wellspring of love that we can offer, right? It's not a commodity that I have to watch to see where it goes. It's a gift. People may put it away. They may not know what to do with it, but it's like the air that I exhale. It's not my problem, right? Of course, there are people in our life that we need to protect ourselves from. There's the occasional person who violates boundaries or behaves in ways that you need to remove them from your physical proximity to you. But that's just a question of distance, right? So you can still feel the love for them, send them love intellectually, emotionally, but just not have them, you know, nearby. And so when you worry about like being taken advantage of, really ask yourself, what does that mean? You know, someone doesn't care about my love or take advantage of it. If it's just love, right? And it doesn't matter, it's not my love or your love, it's just love, then nobody can take advantage of this thing like air, right? It's just there. It's not a reflection of me and how they experience me. It's just their relationship. If you can get in alignment with that idea, it's very hard to experience pain or heartache because no one's rejecting you. They're rejecting themselves because they don't love themselves. They reject themselves because they don't understand that they are love, right? They have no room for the love you offer because they shut down their ability to bring in love. So hopefully this really shifts your framework around love. Think about moving this energy through you today. See if you can express that love and let go of what happens to it. And when people are expressing love and it's coming from deep within them, that you can receive it because you deserve it. Everybody deserves it. That's not the question. The question is whether or not, like the air that you breathe in and out, you just allow this natural rhythm to move through freely, and that will bring you a deeper sense of joy. And you'll find that with every breath and every step you take, you'll feel more abundant and light and energetic in your days. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're interested in checking out this work, you can come to lauraco.com. And I've written this up. It's on love. It'll be on the website. You can read it. It's a 10-page document. Again, co-written from the Akashic Records that I'm into. All that information's on my site. Thank you guys for tuning in.